his rounds from place to place. As mentioned, he was Rav Tzadik was soliciting a Heter Meir Rabbonin. A particular situation in his life, in the early years of his life. And as a result, that matter of fact is which ultimately led him to become connected to the Derech HaChassidus. Because in the various travels that he went from place to place, he encountered a lot of Gedolei Yisrael, you know, from all areas, from all the Sugim. And ultimately, in his travels, where he fell into the Beis Medrash of Ishbetzeh, who again, which became the not successor, but was the breakaway from Kotsk, and he ultimately fell into that Beis Medrash, and he heard a shir of the Ishbetzeh, and that was his first introduction, really, to a Rebbe that impressed him very much, and that is how he became ultimately loyal to Ishbetzeh. But he said that he also was in Belz. The first Belzer Rebbe, you know, of the entire Belzer dynasty was Reb Sholem of Belz. As mentioned, he comes into the Beis Medrash, and there is Yidden, as they called them, the Yoshvim and Belz, were sitting and learning. And different people were learning different Masechtos. And it says that Reb Tzadik went over, and he would see what this one is learning. Then he would walk over to somebody else's table and see what he was learning. And ultimately, Chveis, 15, 20 people learning different Masechtos, different in Yonim. And Reb Tzadik gets up, and he says, maybe you'd like to hear a Shikol Torah. And he said, yes, why not, of course. The guest, the new person in the shtetl. So what he did was, he took all of the inyonim that each and everyone was learning, and he made a pilpul connecting all of them together. There's a tremendous koyach of chiddush, tremendous goyness of Reb Tzadik. In one of the sforim that Reb Tzadik wrote, which is a sefer which is called Sichas Malachei Ashoris, which is also a very, very unusual title. Besides the fact, as we have mentioned in the past, among the many, many sforim was a sefer called Divrei Chaloimus, which basically these are chiddushi Torah that were revealed to him in dreams. And this is not Stam Chiddush Torah. As a matter of fact, some of them are in Yonim, which he bases Shtarki Yisoidus in Halacha. Just one example regarding the Shaila of the status of our Goylem and Halacha. You know, whether the Maral made a Goylem or not, this is not important. But the Halachic aspect of it is with the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi raises the question whether a Goylem, which was made, by the way, that's clear, which the Chacham Tzvi writes, but that was by Reb Elya Baal Shem, which is not that very well known, but that's written in the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. He says, "Kim b'mitzarfim t'minyan." In the same way that we find, "Kol megadol yosim b'toch beisoy, mal olav akosav kilu asoy," so just raising a yosim is like you made him, so creating him avadan avada should be, he says something like kilu yoldo. He clears that shaila. And if Tzadik has a whole thing about the Marach, what is the halachic status in halacha regarding a goylem, and this was revealed to him in a dream. There's a lot of lomdas going back and forth in that sefer called Divrei Chaloim. It's just one example of many, many situations. But there's also a sefer which is called Sichas Malachei Ashoris. And there it's brought down in the Hagdomah that Rav Tzadik became a Yosem at the age of 6. He became a Yosem, he lost his father, and as a result he went to live with his uncle. Rav Tzadik's family name was Rabinowitz. And his uncle's name was Rav Yosef HaKohen Rabinowitz. And he wrote a sefer called Kapoy Zohov. And the story is that his uncle, in order to raise money, you know, to print a sefer, very expensive to print a sefer. You see, I mean, you know, today it's not that common, that popular, but if you look, if you take out any sefer, go into a library, I mean, I have come out in all of my old swarm. In the back, you have lists of names. You have dedications today, too, but you see from different cities, literally. The Mechaber would go from city to city, you know, and presenting his case that he's printing a sefer, maybe somebody would like to contribute, and so on. You might find 20, 25 cities, literally. 20, 25 cities of different people who contributed to the sefer in order to allow the sefer to be printed. So this uncle, Rabbi Yosef Kohen Rabinowitz, also went around to raise money for the sefer, which ultimately was called Kapoy Zohov. But the uncle vanished. He never came back. And you can imagine the communications in those days were certainly not as today. It was very difficult to find out. The Bechlal had absolutely no idea, and it was a very, very scary situation. 6 months go by, and there's no idea whatsoever. No one knows what happened. Disappeared. The Bnei Bayis Lamaisa had no Menuchas HaNefesh altogether. You can imagine it was a Tisha B'Av every day, not knowing what the fate of the head of the house. Merev Tzar, he says, seeing the Tzar of the family, was brought down there in the Hagdomah, in the Sefer Sichas Malach HaShores, that Tzadik made what's called a Hashboas Chaloim, which means through a dream, he solicited information in Hashemayim as to the whereabouts of his uncle. And he comes back with Tzadik later on, and he says, I want you to know, he says, my uncle is there and there, a certain place. But I also want you to know that he was accepted as the Av Bezin of Krinik. And Kachave. Turns out that he was accepted as the Av Bezin of Krinik, and Rav Tzadik went to live with his uncle in Krinik, and that's why he was known as the Kriniker Ilui. But this was Rav Tzadik already predicted it earlier, and it's right in the Sefer. Rav Tzadik at that age was 7 years old. That's what's written in the Sefer when this episode happened. So again, this is going to be for the season, Makopon. This is our last year. So we'll have maybe one or two inyanim here, which will help us out a little bit with the nesiyanis of the summer. The Bez Hashem to help us along a little bit. The first item that we have over here, which I believe does to do a little hoisofet, to the words of Rav Tzadik, this is from the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, Ois Kuf Yud Ches, from Rav Tzadik HaKoyim, and decided that it can be used to explain maybe a new insight in the first pasuk, really in the parasha, Zois Chukas HaTorah Shetziv Hashem Lemer, Parashas Chukas. Let's take a look at what Rav Tzadik has to say here. Again, a very, very fascinating piece. Rav Tzadik always, you know, is never something that you can anticipate. There's always surprises in what Rav Tzadik has to say. And here on he goes, look what he says here. Rav Tzadik says, Mishu hu Talmud Chocham, a Yid was a Talmud Chocham, Sha'afila Sichas Chulin Shalai Tzricha Limud. We know the Gemara says that a Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chocham. When a Talmud Chocham says, push it to Zachin, it's not push it. Never such a thing as a push it to Zachin. When a Talmud Chocham says what's called Sichas Chum, it appears to you as Sichas Chum. But in fact, it deserves to be studied, and there is a lot to learn from the Sichas Chum of a Talmud Chochem. The Gemara in Sukkot says, Rav Tzadik, I want you to know, Oz yesh boi koyach gam b'sichas chum l'sakei nefoshes. The koyach of the Sichas Chum of a Talmud Chochem is a koyach to be m'sakei nefoshes. He says, shehu mamish divrei Torah. In the same way, that through the koyach of divrei Torah, a person is able to be misakin the nefesh of another yid. Let's say yid whose nefesh needs a tikkun. One can imagine he comes to a tzaddik, he comes to a chacham, he comes to an adam gadol, and the adam gadol through words of divrei Torah, he's able to be misakin, right, the nefesh of that person. Says Rav Tzadik, that power that divrei Torah has to be misakin the nefesh of a yochid, of a person, sichas chum shaloi also, which means that if a tzaddik has simple conversation, Talmud Chacham, has simple conversation with a person, we might look at it on the surface, there's no divrei Torah here, it's just Tam Sichas Chum. So it's listen that this person will not be the same person as he was prior to the conversation, but rather he will already have been uplifted, and there will be some sort of inroads will already have been made. Push it, because the Sichas Chum of the Talmud Chacham is like divrei Torah. And he goes on to say, another Gemara, because the first Gemara is in Sukkot, which says Sichas Chum shel Talmid Chacham and Sichas Limud. But there's a Gemara in Erevin as well, Shekol Sichos on Torah, that every Sicha, right, that Talmid Chacham speak really is Torah. In the same way, says Rav Tzadik, when you open up a Chumash and you find in the Torah Kamis Sipurim Aisiyah. And that's clear, right? When you open up a Chumash and you learn the Purim Isis, that's Limud HaTorah Mamish. A person who opens up any portion of Torah, any passage which seems to be sort of like arbitrary dialogue, right? Sometimes between a Tzaddik and a Rosh and so on. You're Mekandim, it's assessor of Limud HaTorah, in the same way that you're learning Echveis Parshas, Sazriya Matzorah, Negoyim, and Holois, learning the Shverst HaHalachas in Torah. It doesn't make a difference. Every Pasuk in Torah is the same Kedusha. So it says the same way we find Sipur Maisis. Well, let me tell you this. The person opens up a Gemara, right? I learned one of the Shverer Sugyas in Ishas. No question. The Gevaldi Gekium of Limud HaTorah. What happens if the person decides, you know what? I'm going to learn Agadah Seh. Simple Gemara. Not simple. You have to know the Taj, but so it's not, doesn't appear to be intellectually challenging, although in Agadah Seh there's so much depth to it. Agadah can also be learned many, many ways. But upon him, all we learn watch, which is perceived Sipur Maisis. The same Torah. Doesn't make a difference. Every blood Gemara is the same Torah. The same mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, whether you're learning what Chazal, right, refer to as Uvdis, Sipurim Maisis, doesn't make a difference. It's Torah. There's a Tzaddik, the same thing is, just if you find the Torah, Sipurim Maisis, and it's not Stam Maisis. It's Torah, the Sichas Chum of a Talmud Chochem, that's Torah. The Chaim B'Talmud, as we find in the Gemara many times, Kama Devorim Neroim Kisipurim Choyl, right? Many times you find many, many Sipurim. the Chazal relate to us, which appear on the surface to be some divrei chayil. In other words, you could have found a situation, you could say, Lahavli, you could have found in any book the same thing. It would appear to you. It happens to be in the Gemara, no? It's Torah. The fact that it's in the Gemara, it's Torah. And if Tzadik goes a step further, this Metzius, that the Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chochem is Torah, also, right, is not always on the same level. Meaning, that if a Chol HaGodol Machaveroi, Sichas Chulin Shiloh is also G'dayla mit Torah Shel Chaveroi. That in Odom Godel, the greater he is, his Sichas Chulin also takes on a higher quality and character of Torah. There's different levels in Torah, different madregas in Torah. As he points out, K'moy Shomru Chazal say, L'moshul Yofis Yichoson Telav Deyovos Mitaroson Shobonis. So just simply translate what it means is, here he's talking about the Sicha. Eliezer Eber Avram, he's talking, Sicha. And Chazal say, the Sicha of Eliezer Eber Avram is more important than actual Torah, Taroson Shobonim, than later generations. So you see the idea that it's shayach that the sicha of a great person should take on the character not only echashivus as well, but even greater than actual Torah of someone else's, who's a lower madrega. As a matter of fact, with Tzadik Agav, you have here in the brackets, it says, you have to realize that when looking at Eliezer, you're really looking at Avraham Avinu, because Eliezer really is the mouthpiece of Avraham Avinu. L'hoysa malas Eliezer ak malas Avraham, l'kach korei avdei ovois. In other words, he doesn't have his own identity. His yichus is that he's Avdei Avos. That's how it's related to. When Shomer Chazal also say, Damesik Eliezer. What does Damesik mean? It's a Gemara Yuma. Damesik is a Neutraken. It's a Rosh Tevis, if you will. Doyle Umashke Metairus Rabbi. Take apart the word Damesik, letter by letter. Right? It amounts more or less. Doyle Umashke Eliezer was the one he drew and he shep from the Chochmah of Avraham Avinu, and he would make sure to disseminate that. Being that he's an Eved, so all his Chochma, everything relates to whom? To his Rabbi. And his Rabbi was who? Avraham Avinu. And the Gemara says also in Sukkah, B'sichas Rabban Gamliel B'sukosoi. The Gemara discusses also about the idea of Sichas Chum in the Sukkah, which means to say that the quality of Sichas Chum, the same type of words, there's a difference if I speak it outside on the street, and if I say it in a sukkah, it may take on a different chashivas. Why? Says Reb Tzadik, based upon that gemara in sukkah, the nirim izeh, what we glean from that gemara is the besukkah, the very fact that you're sitting in a sukkah. Al yedei sheheim betzila demahem nusa. We know what the Zohar tells us, what a sukkah means, that you are under the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the presence of the Shekhinah. The schach that covers over you. This is the presence of the Shekhinah. And when you are in the Sukkah, then you are, so to speak, in a Mokim Kodesh. You are connected. You are divinely connected when you are in the Sukkah. So, Zoichem Liyas Kain. So, there is Zoichet to be in such a matter where your Sichas Chul in the Sukkah is also on a higher level. And Visham, over there, Taki, the Chazal refer to, Koroi L'Sichas Chulin Alayhu. Alayhu means a leaf. And Sichas Chulin is referred to with the terminology Alayu. What does it mean? The Tzadik, what's a big yichus? It's called a leaf. What does it mean? It's a leaf. The Tzadik, again, you see all the Bikiyas and all these different Gemaras. The Tzadik says right away, he says, Matzinum Beperich Chelik. So I'll tell you what we might say pshat, what that Gemara is referring to. Sichas Chulin has the koyach, it's somewhat doimet to a leaf. What's the milah of doimet to a leaf? What does that tell us? Where does that take us? There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Va'aleyu litrufa, which literally translated means that there will be growing special, if you will, high quality leaves that have the koich of refuah. And even today, right, there's certain herbs, right, that heal people. Chazal talk about ba'aleu l'trufa. There will be special leaves that will have the power of refuah. To heal what? What's it going to heal? Ba'aleu l'trufa. So the Gemara tells us in Perek Chelik, this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, take the word trufa. The word trufa means Lahatir peh. The word trufa, right, is a makeup of two words. To open up the mouth. Of course, it means refuah. In what way? It's going to open up the mouth. What kind of a mouth? So Chazal say pshat lahatir peh akoros, which simply interpreted means that those women who have fertility problems, right, and they find themselves, right, in a problem, and they're waiting for a refuah to be able to bear children. If they will partake of this particular leaf, right, this leaf will have a koyach to open up lahapter peh, which is referring to the peh shomato. That's how it's interpreted. Lahapter peh akoris. Says the tzaddik, you know what it means? It means the hainu hoylodois nefoshois chadoshois hu al yedei chidush Torah shebesichat chulin shalohem. In the same way, when you are machadish Torah means you are bringing in new ideas, right, that didn't exist. That's called chidush Torah. Through chidush Torah, you're able to bring in new nefoshes that didn't exist. Chazal say, as the tzaddik quoted in one place, that tichas chulin is called alayu. It's called a leaf. Take that to a different gemara that says alayu litrufa. That there is such a concept that a leaf brings refuah, right? Brings refuah to be able to be moilid nefashis chadoshis. Says the tzaddik, therefore, right? 1 + 1 = 2. Alayu means what? Alayu litrufa. That it's able, right, to open up the peh shalakari. And chazal say yisuke, tichas chulin is like alayu. So it means that even the koich of the tichas chulin. Even Sichas Chum of Talmid HaChomim have a koyach to bring about the hoylod of new nefoshes. Because Chidush Torah, of course, mamish, right? In schus of Chidush Torah, it brings about also a chidush nefoshes, nefoshes that didn't exist, to the koyach of Chidush Torah. The newness of Torah, the tolder, the hoylodah, bringing into the world new Torah, is a zgula to be able to be moilid nefoshes chadoshes. And if Sichas Chum is like Torah, it can be done through Sichas Chulin as well. What it means, Sichas Chulin of the Talmud Chochem. And he goes further, because the Gemara says another pshat also. Litrufa. Again, what does trufa mean? Lahatir peh. One pshat was the peh, to open up the peh means the opening of the womb of the akorais. But another pshat was, v'chein lahatir peh ilmin. There are people who are mute, they can't speak. Pshutu kemishmoy. If they will ingest, they will partake of this leaf, right? Aleh l'trufa, so one pshat means to open up peh, peh shalamala. This is referring to the actual mouth. Says the tzaddik, who gamkin al yidei divrei Torah. Divrei Torah, the words of Torah will allow a person, will bring, give him the koyach to be able to speak. V'kamo shenemar mar peh loshen. What is the healer of loshen? To be able to speak, eitz chayim, that's the Torah. V'kamo shom rebim edish rabba dvar mesh peyala. Says the tzaddik, so Memela Lefizeh, even the Sichas through the Sichas Chulin of the Talmud Chochom has all of the Zgulas of Torah Mamish. So when you find Legaba Torah, the tremendous Zgulas, right, that Torah is able to bring about, Refuas and Yeshuas and the Zchus of the Chidushim of Torah, right, that is able to overturn and to change things, those changes also, right, equally will be able to take place through the Sichas Chulin of who? Of the Talmud Chochom. So this is a tremendous chiddush. We see Sichas Chulin, Avad HaChazal talk about Sichas Chulin, but we never realize what Reb Tzaddik is telling us, to what extent. And this is not some or acute memory, but rather we see the very shtarkeit and the force behind the Sichas Chulin and the koyach of what it means to Talmud Chochem. Of course, we're talking about Talmud Chochem. When Chazal say Talmud Chochem, that can mean a real Talmud Chochem. Hey, you know, somebody knows a few Kefitl of Tehillim is already called, by heart, it's called Talmud Chochem. By what standard is the Talmud Chochem? So I decided that maybe one can add and connect with Rav Tzaddik saying simply to this pasuk in this week's parasha, to the opening psukim. Yesh v'hoizev al devoro sheksib b'tehillim yutes. Also, first of all, it says in Tehillim, it says, right? It says Toiras Hashem timimo mishivas nofesh. But Tzaddik just told us that through Chidush Torah we're able to be moiled in the nefashis chadoshis. It occurred to me that maybe this would be a new insight in the posse. Through Torah Hashem Tamima, Torah has occurred to be Meshiv Nefesh, to bring in the Foshes that were not here before. It brings in the Foshes. It's Meshiv Nefesh. That's what the Tzaddik told us. Torah is Moiled in the Foshes Chadoshes. To be Torah Yesh Hazgula Li is Meshiv Nefesh. So Vim Kein Muvin Dal Yidei Chidush Torah, what it means is through the Chidush of Torah, Moiled in the Foshes Chadoshes. Because Torah is called Nefesh. Torah Shem Tzimimah Meshivas Nefesh. We see this is the Koyach of Torah. So Chidush of Torah is Moiled Nefashas Chadoshes. Just want to show you 5 lines, just something, a parallel idea. The Tzaddik is telling us about Chidush of Torah being Moiled, bringing into the world Nayin Nefashas, that Rebbe Meilech, which is the king of the Rebbes, you know, the Admirim, of course, from the greatest Talmid of the Magid of Mezrich, you know, of the Rebbe Rebbeir, said the Noam HaMelech, listen to these words, these amazing words. Noam HaMelech in Parshas Kisetze. And he says as follows, this is what the Noam HaMelech says. Tehine Hashem Yizborach, Borachu, Bora Ve'osa Salomoi. Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Ve'osa Boi Kirtsoinoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu decides, right, what should be and how it should be. But Mitzarasheini Ulu Uma Zeh, Bora Hashem Yizborach, Hatzadik, Sheyokal Levatel Gizei Reisa. Kodesh Baruch Hu also created a tzadik that's Mevatel the Gzeres of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, Tzadik Geizer, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mikayim. Or maybe if I cared, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geizer and Tzadik Mevatel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geizer and a Tzadik has the Koyach to be Mevatel. That is the Koyach. And Agav, I want to tell you something, that there's a word that is said by the Magid of Mezrich, and I say it always, you know, with trepidation, because who can say this if not the Magid? I mean, something, like I say many times, Ulamola Koso V'Yevshel Yomroi. We could never have, and should not, be able to say something, to utter these words. But the Magid says as follows. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon Olam Asher Molach, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the great master of the world. No question about it. Says the Magid, pshat in the Pasuk. Adon Olam Asher Molach. Yes, Rabbeinu Shalom, you are the master of the world. Who has, Lashon Avar, Asher Molach. You have reigned. B'terem koil yetzir nivra. Before you created mankind. Because now that you created mankind, the tzaddik changes your mind. So who has the ultimate koyach? Is it a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or is it a human being? Adoin Olam Asher Molach. He says that's B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivra, before you created mankind. But now that you created mankind, the Meluch is a Pesadu Shvach. Because mankind has the Koyach to override it. Kodesh Baruch Hu will say one thing, so to speak. Seitzach. And Tzadik Geizer, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekayim. And the old things, so the old time, the old reliable, you know, Melitz Toiv on behalf of Kol Yisrael. But Lev Yitzchak Mibadishev, what did he say? More than any time of the year that a need needs rachamim and he's mispal to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And sometimes, and maybe more often than not, a Yid finds himself in a position non-deservant, maybe, of rachamim. Alpimidis, going Alpimidis Adin, he'd be in great trouble. Now comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin, and a Yid is pleading, and he's hoping, and he's clamoring to be able to be Zoyche Badin. There's a Lev Yitzchak Baditchev. Listen to this new pshat in a posik in Insana Toike. So he says like this. The Yikoin Bechesed Kisacho. Kodesh Baruch Hu sits on his throne. Right? Talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu sits on his throne. He's a melech. The Lev Yitzchak Baditchev. So we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Listen, Rabbeinu Shlomo. You're sitting on your throne, make sure that it's prepared with chesed. Because if you're going to sit on your throne with chesed, so then v'seishev all of the emes. Because if you do it with din, tzadik geizer HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim, we're going to overturn. So for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able, so to speak, to be able to maintain, quote, authority, I'm saying quotation, make sure it's v'chesed. Then the tzadik will let it be. Let it remain. He says, v'yikoin v'chesed kisecho. He said, make sure that your kisei, right, is prepared with chesed. Because then, v'seishev all of them is still sit quite comfortably. But otherwise, it's the nishtazo bakveim, you know. You can overturn it. It's not so posh. Says the Noam HaMelech now. Let's go back. So here we have a situation where tzaddik is geizer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be mekayim. At the tzaddik is a mevatel gzeiros. Question. I say this is a phenomenal idea. We once brought it in a different sheet, we got something else. The Hine Eich Efshari says the Noam HaMelech, how does this work? How is it possible? She yevatel hagzeira shekvar nigzru b'shomayim ba'oylom esalyoyim. Gzeira is coming to Shomayim. This is in the Elyoyim esalyoyim. How does the tzaddik, with what's the means, how's the mechanism? How does it work? If we look behind the scenes, we know this is a fact. This is what Chazal tell us. That's a Messiah. That's true. Don't question it. But if you want to understand, what have some idea, how does it work? Right? So, if you want to open up the machine, right, you want to see a little bit how the screws and how the wheels are turning, how does the tzaddik capable of being mevatel gzeiros that were already nigzar b'shamayim? Ach, says the Noam HaMelech, hukash kosavnu kamei pe'amim. It says, "Bidvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu." Heaven and earth was created with a dibur. Vayomer Hashem. Vayomer Hashem. Basorim Amorois Nivroilo. Says the Noam Elamelech Behainu, Hatzadik Al Yedei Itzkoi B'Toyro Lishmo. Listen to this. When a tzaddik is learning Torah Lishmo, Umechadish Bo Chidushim, and he's Mechadish Chidush Torah, Natsu Shomayim Chadoshim. That's the master. A tzaddik recreates the world. That heaven that's above you is no longer the same heaven. When a tzaddik sits down and he learns Torah, his Torah creates Shomayim Chadoshim. It's not the same world. There's pre-world and there's the afterworld. This is already a new world. The oisim maisa bereshis, and the tzaddik in effect is recreating the world. The nimtza memela gzeres b'teilim. So of course the gzeres abotel. Why? Shloy hoyu ba'oisin hoy lomoy shenivra mechadosh. The gzeres were created in the old world. That world doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't exist anymore. If you were whisked away, right, and transplanted to a different world, you're a different planet altogether. Chalandish. The gzeres geblieben dorten. Doesn't exist. The tzaddik through chidusha Torah is boira oylom is chadoshim. It's an amazing thing. Which means that continuously, when you have Talmid Chachomim learning Torah, it's not as Elba Velp. Not just this Torah in the world. It's a different world. The world continuously recreates, is being recreated more and more. So, but what tzaddik is telling us, or being moisif, you know, he says that this is not only true when a tzaddik learns Torah, he creates in the world, but possibly even a Sikh al-Khum. This was enough of a Chiddush, where the Rebbe Melech is telling us. So good fighter. So comes now the next step. V'hinei Rav Tzadik HaKoyin Moisef Oid Yoyse. The Leirak HaTayre Shel HaTzadik Poyel calls that. Not just the Tayre of the Tzadik. Elei Gam HaSiches Chum Shel HaTzadik. Yesh Boi Koyach HaTayre. U'moylid Nefoshes Chadoshes, as he said. So Lefi Zeh Yesh Lefarish. So Ibazoi. So it occurred to me that we can now explain Haposikach. Again, in our with this week's parasha, this would be the connection. Zois Chukas HaTorah, right? We know the disciplines of Torah. Chuk, right? These are the disciplines. As the Pasuk says, Imloi Berisi Chukas Shemayim Varet Lisamti. What does it mean? The disciplines. Because what creates discipline? So of course, there are disciplines, right, that are decided through Torah. But the Pasuk says, Ashitiva Hashem Leimoir Hainu Degam Ho Amire. This Redden Fin HaTalmud Chocham. This Redden Fin Ayid. The Amir and the Sikh is Nichlal B'chok HaTorah. Behainu the gam the amira yeshboy kolas gula shel divrei Torah mamish. Talking about the real mechok. That the chukas haTorah, ashetiv Hashem leimor. That in the amira and in the sicha of the Talmud Chacham, he's boira in the poshes chadoshes. He's able to be moiled in the poshes chadoshes. So that's item number one. Just to have an idea, an appreciation of what it means, what the koyach of Torah, what a word of Torah means, and tremendous, far, far-reaching powers that the Koyach HaTorah has. And as we see, not only Torah, but a person becomes that, he becomes a Metzias of Torah, which is Sichas Chum, is also automatically Torah. Automatically Torah. But the Zisayap is that Rabbi Zalman, you know, Rabbi Zalman was an uncle of Rav Shach. Rav Shach was a son-in-law given an item by Rabbi Zalman's sister. Zalman's sister was the Shviger of Rav Shach. So Rav Shach was nephew to Rabbi Zalman. And when he quotes him in the Sefer, said Doidi Rabbi Zalman. And Rabbi Zalman writes Gevaldige Zachen Rav Shach, going back years ago. And somebody mentioned that this, what if I believe maybe from Rav Aaron, who heard from Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Zalman said, he said that if you take a sharp object, take an implement, he says, and you cut into the vein, he said, of Rav Shach, instead of blood, he said, Torah would come out. So Torah would come out. So, the Sichas Chum Torah. What comes out is the Matthias of Torah. So what comes out? Torah comes out. You take a pin, right? Take a pin, and you allow the contents to come out. What flows out? Well, it's Torah. Because the whole Matthias is a Matthias of Torah. Sichas Chum is also Torah. It's all Torah. That's what the Tzadik is telling. That's the Koyach of the Sichas Chum of the Talmud Chochot. Brings us here to the next item. All right? Which this is the Gemara and Erev and Daf Kuf, which is number 5 here. We may be aware of this Gemara. This is a Gemara which many times the Balam Musa quoted. Matter of fact, Reb Chaim Shmulevich in Shnas Upshin Lamed Gimel, the Shmus and Sichas Musar, also has a Marocha on these three lines of Chazal. Rabbi Yochanan tells us, had Torah not been given to Eden, let's say there would be such a havamin, if, a very big if, of course, but had Torah not be given to Klal Yisrael, v'madnu tznius mechosu. Chazal say we would be able to learn midas tznius from a cat. A cat is very tzniusic in its private habits. Tzniusic. The havdalah dog goes right, he takes in front of a tree and does whatever he does. Cat, you never seen doing this kind of yon. Cat is very tzniusic. Chazal say had Torah not been given, we'd be able to learn out tznius from a cat. Just observing a cat, we'd be able to learn the mid of tznius. What else? The gezel minamola. And if Torah would not be given, we'd be able to learn out gzeilus, not to steal, what it means. What's yours is yours. Shali, shali, shalach, shalach. From the mole, from an ant. We see how ants work, right? The big worker, how the ants work. And you observe ants, you'll see there's no gzeilus. Everyone has what belongs to him. And taste what belongs to him. You'd be able to learn out gzeila from nemola, from an ant. Ba'arayas, and loyalty to one's mate, to one's spouse. Arayas, you'd be able to learn miyoina, the loyalty that a dove has to its mate. Right? Those two are together forever. Not shaykh, that they shouldn't change one for the other, for another. Shua zaza. Yoina remains together forever. There's loyalty, complete loyalty. We're able to learn out the union of arayas from a yoina. And the derech eretz metanagol. And derech eretz you would learn from metanagol. And this will be the object, what derech eretz exactly means, because there's many perushim when it means derech eretz from a chicken, from a hen. Shemefayis va'achekach boil. The metanagol, before it has its relationship with its mate, so it doesn't go see metavildkeit, but it's mefayis, goes with the inyan of pius, there's a hachona, and after that, then they get together. It's a derech of derech eretz. Respecting the other person's attitude, not just to fulfill your needs, but the whole attitude with the other side is mafayas first, v'achar kach boil. And maybe to put it in the words of Reb Chaim Shmulevitch, he used to say, Chazal said that you can learn tznius from a cat. Reb Chaim used to say many times in the mirror, he used to say, if you think about what Chazal are telling you, the cat is a Rosh Yeshiva that's teaching Hilchos Tznius. That's what a cat is. When you see a cat, was this that the cat, the chosel, this Arosh Yeshiva, that keeps teaching by its very essence, by its behavior, is teaching us Hilchos Tznius. It's Arosh Yeshiva that's teaching Hilchos Tznius. And it's teaching by example. It's not just saying it, it's doing it. This is the primary way of teaching, and this is the most effective way of teaching. It's by example, showing exactly how one has to behave. And Chazal gives us these examples by these various Nivroim in the Bria to learn how one has to behave. Comes up Tzadik now. This up Tzadik is from again another Sefer. You see, this is already a Sefer called Yisroel Kedoshim. This is from the newer print already, Yisroel Kedoshim. And this is in the middle of an essay. I mean, this Kedoshim can take 2-3 shiurim just to go through the entire, just what the Tzadik is developing. But just on this Nakud itself, just to have. The Tzadik says like this. Again, this is in the middle of a shtickle. He brings this Gemara that we just quoted. She'omru, this is Yisroel Kedoshim, this is by the way in Ois Aleph, in the new ones, Sukkot and Zion, that's what it is. She'omru be'erven dapkuf soif amadveis, Chazal say, v'madnu derech eretz metanagoil, shuhu noyeg b'midas derech eretz. What does derech eretz mean? That is what we have to investigate. What does derech eretz mean? The Iker ha-zivik, first of all, says Reb Tzadik, zivik, the idea, the union of issues, the relationship between Ish le'Ishtoi is called Derech Eretz, first of all. That is really called Derech Eretz. Rayas, there's a lot of Rayas, says Reb Tzadik. You find Besoif Nedarim, Daf Tzadik Aleph on the days, as the Gemara says, Ta'arton be'Derech Eretz. You have pained us, you have given us tsar in the area of Derech Eretz, and the Gemara means there in these areas, in the inyonim of issues, in family life. And then there's a Gemara in Gittin Dafayim, Misha Eino Boki be'Derech Eretz. And there again, it's referring to the inyonim of zivug, it's referring to the inyonim of issues. The Gemara says, Shemoyna, there are 8 things, Ruban Kosher, V'derech Eretz. Again, the Gemara there is referring to the inyon of zivug, relationship. The Chen Amri, Kedushin Dabei, the Gemara says, Bia Ikra Derech. Remember the Mishnah, everybody, you might remember the first Mishnah, Kedushin Nehuishin, Nikas Bishloisha, Drochim. The Gemara talks about why Drochim, why not Dvorim? And the Gemara says, because Bia Ikra Derech. Because one of the Gimel, the three ways, it's a Kesef Shtar of the Bia, and Bia is called Derech. This is called derech. So you see, when you're talking about derech eretz, again, another indication, derech, again, is referring to these inyonim. The gam benida, another gemara. You see, overwhelmingly, you see all the rais that tzaddik brings, and you see the bekiyas, and that is always it's an astounding, because this is always his style. From all sources, Medrash, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Zoyar, you know, that doesn't make a difference. Montezayin and Nida Beis, Darshu Mikrob, the Boizu Drachov, Loi. Boizu Drachov, talking about Drachov means there also the Inyan of Derech, referring to the Inyan of Zivug, the Inyan of Ishus. Ain Shom, look Berashi, there, Dibra Maschu, Boizu. The Chaim Bebrachas, you might be familiar with this next one. Brachas Yud Aleph, Omer Aleph, the Gemara is Memayit Mahaitaima, the Gemara, the Belechtecho Baderech Echosim. The Gemara says that Echosim is parted from Kriyashma, right, the first night. Why? You're only chayef if you're free to roam around, so to speak. Prat l'chosn is not free to roam around. But where does derech have to do with chosn? Because chosn is doing what is going to be involved in the inyan of derech. So b'lechtocha baderech means in general. But the chosn, that kind of a derech is different. The chosn's derech is a different derech. That's not the derech. The chosn's derech, he's going to be potter from creation. The derech hain the derech eretz. And we go to the top, next column, all the way in the top. It says, Yo, Rabba, Resh Perek Aleph, V'derech Eretz Nikra. Now, so, Tzadik, I want you to know, and this is where the Tzadik builds. Derech Eretz Nikra, Mashahu Tzarech, Liyishuv Ha'aretz V'Hoylam. We say the word derech eretz means that which is needed to build the world. In other words, when a person is Isaac, be yeshiva shalaylam, building the world, the way you say it is, he's Isaac in the inyonim of derech eretz. Derech eretz means you're involved in things that build the world. Falaytoyu bara, as the Pasuk says, and as the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel, and many other places, mitzvah pruer vu is called a mitzvah rabba. Right? Tosfos mentions it there. Because Leitoyu Bara did not create the world, right? To be waste or desolate. Ela Lishevis Yitzorah created the world to be settled. Everybody has to do their chelik to make sure that the world is populated and the world is settled. V'liyois Beisoy Mesve Yosef Al-Dezeh. The house of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, knows the world, which is the house of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, should be populated and settled by this mitzvah, by your actions. The Zeo call inyan derecheres b'chol mokoy. Ho esek the yishuv oilam. The idea is the esek and yishuv oilam, that is the inyan that we find all the time. Again, a raya. Tiach shomru bebrochis, chazal sayin brochis, daf lamadheim on the base. Haneg bohem minneg derecheres. You might remember the Gemara has a machloikis in brochis, daf lamadheim, between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbonon, whether a person should be learning Torah all day, or maybe basafta do genecho. There's also a mitzvah to be Yosek, be Yeshuvah Shalaylam, in other words, Haneg Bohem Minig Derech Eretz. So the Gemara uses Haneg Bohem Minig Derech Eretz, right? Being Yosek, be Yeshuvah Shalaylam, in doing things that needs to build the world in every way. That's called Derech Eretz. Again, Upikidushin Daf Memo Medbeiz, another Gemara, Mi She'enoi, it says over there, Be Derech Eretz, Enoi Mina Yeshu. In other words, the Gemara says over there, that a person, it says, Kol sheyeshnoi b'mikro, u'b'mishno, b'derech eretz, loy b'mehera hu chayte. The person does three things. You learn Mishnayos, you learn Chumash, and you're oisik in derech eretz. That is, you're oisik b'yeshuv v'shalaylam, loy b'mehera hu chayte. You're a busy person. Besides, you're learning Torah, and you're oisik b'yeshuv v'shalaylam. Achutam shulish, says the Gemara, right? Loy b'mehera yonate. Achutam shulish, Gemara says is, mikro, mishna, and derech eretz. And then it says, the flip side. That's what the Tzadik is referring to. He's making just reference. But the Gemara says, "V'chol she'enoi." The person is not oisik, v'loy b'mikra, v'loy b'mishne, v'loy b'derech eretz, einem in a yishu. So this is all part of yishu v'shalaylam. So again, when reference is made in that Gemara as well to derech eretz, it means to be oisik v'yishu v'shalaylam. Now comes the punchline. So the Tzadik, you know what you learned from all this? V'ha'ishtakuz b'tayvis ma'she'ein tzorech l'yishu v'shalaylam he hepech midas derech eretz. The Tzadik tells us, a person who is living in this world and he's indulging in taiva, that's the exact opposite of derech eretz. That's a direct steer to derech eretz. Derech eretz behooves and demands that your purpose is to be oisik b'yeshuva shalaylam, to do things that bring a positive contribution to this world. Your tapted, your being here is to build the world. A person who is steeped in taiva, taiva is the hepech of derech eretz. That's the nekuda. Lachain, Alkain. Now look what he says here. He says a tremendous thing. He says, Adover Niflis, Alkain, Bokh Avraham Avinu, all of Asholim, Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu chose Eretz Yisrael. What did he see in Eretz Yisrael? What Avraham Avinu see in Eretz Yisrael? Say Chazal, Sheroon, he saw the people living then in Eretz Yisrael. Oiskin benichush. Nichush means weeding the ground, tilling the soil. Veloika oisen or oichlin vishoisen opoes, and not those who sit in the cafe houses, right? And in the bars and just wasting away their time. But he saw people in Eretz Yisrael sitting and being productive. Kamosha omru bebreshis rabo, parcha lamates. In order to see the memra, I brought it down on the side. You have to turn the sheet. You see the skinny lines. Turn the sheet on the side. This is the medrash of Tzadik is referring to. Listen to this medrash. Breishis Rabbah. Medrash says, Omer Rab Levi, Bishor Shoy Avraham Mahalach Baram Narayim Ubaram Nochoy, when Avraham Avinu was passing through those neighborhoods, Ra Oysan Oichlim Vishoysim Apoichzim. He saw the people, Pasid, were living a life of Efkeris, eating and drinking, right? And just nivel peh. I mean, just a life of total Efkeris. Omar, Halavai lo yehali chelki beretz hazois. I don't want to have a chelik nishn in aram narayim. I don't want a chelik in aram nochar. This is not for me. Kim shehigi alisul moshel tzur, when he came, the area that's in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, right? Tyre. Came lisul moshel tzur. That's the place called because it's sort of like a ladder over there. V'ra oisan asukim, and he saw the people there. That's just by the gevul, you know, just like in the beginning of Eretz Yisrael. He saw there were Isaac benichush in weeding, bishas anichush, beidur, and they were hoeing bishas or idur. Omar, halavaye chelki beeretz azois. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know what? The zaracho eten is eretz azois. It started out with Avraham Avinu. We maybe never knew that. We thought Kodesh Baruch Hu just said, I'm going to give it to you. Avraham Avinu asked for it. This is the place that I want. Because he saw there were Isaac be yeshuva shalom. But comes with Tzadik and goes a step further. The Maila being Oisik B'Yeshuva Shel Olam has a bigger tachlis than just that. Avada, that's what you have to do. But there's a bigger picture. Now look what he says. We go back further. Now we turn the sheet straight. Says Ibsadi. Shira, what he did see. Okay, that's what we left off before. Shira Shehen Bederech Eretz HaKoidemes LeTaira. Behavin Mizeh. The oisa ha'oret hi hamuchenes l'toyre. Ki imein derech eretz ein toyre k'mashom r'peagim lomis. Look what Tzadik's saying. And again, it's sort of the kitzer. Here's he's saying Gavala Dizah. Avraham Avinu knew one thing for sure. That Torah has to be brought down in the world. And of course, the place where Torah is going to flourish and Torah is going to grow, the place in the world that can be miyuchat to Torah, of course, that's the place for me. How does Avraham Avinu have a sign? How does Avraham Avinu have a simon? Which place in the world is going to be the makom that's going to be the makom of Torah? Says the Tzadik as follows. Avraham Avinu, Chazal say, he saw that they were Isaac be Yeshuva Shalayla. Which means, he saw that they were Isaac in what? In Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is Kodemus to Torah, Akdamus to Torah. This must be the Akdamus to Torah. So Avraham Avinu figured out that Eretz Yisrael has to be the place where ultimately is going to be the place where the Torah is going to be the Achsan Yishel Torah, because being that they were Isaac and Hilchas Derech Eretz is Kodmah the Torah. That's the Cheshem that he makes. It's Achap, like this projection here. Because if there's no Derech Eretz, it can't be Torah. So in any place in the world, if there's no Derech Eretz, like the other place, Aram Narayim, right, he saw that they were Oichlev Yishayim Poyzim, there's no Derech Eretz, then it can't be Torah. But in Eretz Yisrael that he saw at that time that there were Isaac in Yonim of Yeshuva Shalayim, there were Isaac in Yonim of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is Kodmah L'Torah. That means this is the Hakon, this is the Hagdamah to Torah. This is the place for me. So ultimately, he understood that Eretz Yisrael is going to be the place that's Mukhin L'Torah. How did he figure out? Through Derech Eretz. Because Derech Eretz is Kodmah L'Torah. We turn the sheet again over. This is a continuation. Uben Mesach Tiskala says of Tzadik further, Isa. I mean, this is again, this is a hemshir, but a part, just a snippet, a mamish snippet of the lengthy essay here. It says himself as callous. Shoalu is Reb Lezer, the Astra Blazer. Mahaloi kol b'nei Yisrael. The Astra Blazer. Loi kol b'nei Yisrael, yeshlam derech eretz. Oma Elohim chaz v'sholem. Call me she'ena teire oiveres al piv ein boy derech eretz. In other words, let me tell you. He's again just giving you a reference. The Sartas Kala. The Gemara tells us there a Shiloh was asked. Listen to the Shiloh. The Shiloh was asked, Sho'alu es Reblezer, the Yatz Reblezer. It's not mentioned here. I'm quoting it to you. He's just telling us where to look. It says, the Yatz Reblezer, Mahu lishtois miyad hakala kolzman shibalo mesif ima. So as you have a Kala, her husband is sitting there, and you're taking a kois, you're somehow drinking miyad hakala. Would consider to be a not very nice thing to do. You know, here you have a young chosna, you have a kala, and you have a bala, and here comes a stranger, and he shoyse miyad hakala, and whatever that means exactly, he shoyse miyad hakala. He asked this question, not he, shalu. They asked the question, and the answer came back. He said a very sharp loshon, kol shoyse miyad hakala ki lishoyse bezoinu. And then he said. So he said to him, how could you say, Bahaloi kol b'nei Yisrael yeshlam derech eretz? Interesting thing. They said, b'nei Yisrael have derech eretz. If they would do such a thing, I mean, they have derech eretz. And he answered, he said, chas v'sholem, kol mi she'ein ha'toyre over al piv ein bo derech eretz. Derech eretz can only be with his Torah as well. That's Poshe Pshat in that Nesechus Kala. So let's take a look at what Tzadik is saying about this. Let's take a look again. To the gears of the Goyim. How are you condemning them? If they would be drinking miyad hakala, they would be doing it. It cannot be a real spirit to derech eretz. Bnei Yisrael had derech eretz. Omalehem chaz v'sholem. Kol mi shein hatoyr oiveret al piv, ein boy derech eretz. The Ratzu Loimar, says of Tzadik, I'll tell you what Chazal want to teach you. Dal yedei midas derech eretz. If a person, remember Tzadik told us that derech eretz means that a person is oisig b'yishuv v'shaloylam and he's not steeped in taiva. Let's remember that. That's what Tzadik told us above. A person who is steeped in taiva, who is shikua and taiva, Tzadik said that's hepech derech eretz. Mamela. So Tzadik says, Rumidah derech eretz means gamkein ein mezchavn, he says, lepritzes, meruchik mehirhurim, and such a person, right, distance himself from having impure thoughts. The ein tzarech lehagdora is kol kach b'moyser. And therefore, they tie it that a person who has midas derech eretz doesn't have to make so many harchokis. Why do we make so many harchokis, right? When it comes to, you know, the riot. Because we're chayshish, right? Why do we have so many harchokis? Because we're chayshish, being that we're vulnerable, we're not going to take, right, extra care, so it could be nichshol. So they tie it, why shouldn't be such a novelist to take and drink a kais miyad hakala? After all, B'nai Yisrael have their eretz. And if Tzadik already told us, this is how Tzadik was explaining it, that their eretz means to say is what? That they're not steeped in tithing. Because if you're steeped in taiva, it's hepo derech eretz. So if you're not steeped in taiva, if Bnei Yisrael are not steeped in taiva, you shouldn't have to worry that much. Right? You shouldn't have to worry that much. Therefore, he says, the ein tzarech lehagdoret kokach b'muter. Now, that's what is muter. You don't have to ask for so much. So it's basically muter. Let it stay muter. After all, they have, Bnei Yisrael have derech eretz. And derech eretz, by definition, means they are not shiku and taiva. Came the answer. Says Reb Lezer, and this is how Tzadik explains. The heishiv, kol mi she'ein v'chuli. There is no Torah oiveres al piv ein derech eretz. The main Torah ein derech eretz gam came, and he goes further. And even though the truth is, the Tzadik says when Chazal say something, there has to be some emes to it on all sides. In other words, the shoyalim, those who ask the question, they said it as a fact. So the Tzadik says that's not being totally rejected, even though Reb Lezer came back with an answer. But the fact that the Gemara says the haloi kol b'nei sol yeshem derecheret, it means that the emes is every yid has some degree of derecheret on some level. So mamela it means v'afilam mi sheyesh bo derecheret the gamma sheyalim loy omru dover she'enoi, because those who asked didn't make a total mistake when they said after all b'nei Yisrael have derecheret. The loy hoyem azkirim das reikim, they weren't talking about reikim, they're talking about the good yid, they're talking about yid, not reikim. But the truth is, the Chol Yisrael v'afilah harekim hem b'derech eretz yekod malatayre. Here's a ma'aseh. Even a yid, a reik, his pnimiya, says Reb Tzadik. You have no idea what kind of an oitzer, what kind of a treasure licked in the tifanish of a yid. The afilah the reikim have b'derech eretz yekod malatayre. It must be, says Reb Tzadik. You know why? Because lots of love, we know that every yid is going to be zaychet to Torah when Mashiach comes. Shekein asidim liskois li'osid miyat. At least li'osid. Oib nish trei in this world. The lot of love, at least, but yedi yid. Every yid will be zoich at the Torah. Kemo shenema, the posik says. Ki kulam yedu et Hashem. Nu, if li'osid is going to be zoich at the Torah, we have a cloud. There are cheretz kodmah l'Torah. So how's the child that lost a lover? Every yid will be zayich the Torah, and there's no vestige of the cheret. It must be that at least in the pnimius of yid, every yid, even a reik should be Israel, has their cheret. Now the chilik is azoy. The chilik is azoy. El Hashem kol mokoyim, kol zman shloim nichnis, adayin adiver Torah beliboy. Kol zman the Torah did not enter deep into his heart. Gam ader cheret shloi ain ader cheret gomer. Ader cheret is also shvacher. Hamatzilay min ashkiyas. His derecherit is not strong enough to pull him out, right, from drowning in taiva. He doesn't have that koyach because he doesn't have the reinforcement of taira that his derecherit should be strong enough, right, to pull him out of taiva. Behepech toikev asosas ayetzer, to be able to confront the enticement and the seduction of the yetzer. The dover zeh ena el al idei taira. It is through taira that will have the koyach of derecherit, which derecherit again means Hepech Taive. That's what their cheret means. But if he has no real Taive, then he doesn't have the koyach, right? So their cheret is also shvacher. Says the Tzaddik, how much Taive does the Yid need to reinforce their cheret? The Tzaddik, a gewaldige Zach. You think Taive means he must have a gewaldige Shleimus in Taive? Every level of Taive has a tremendous koyach. The Tzaddik says, and he's medayik in Moshe Chazal. Again, this is how you read Chazal. Look at the Tzaddik says. He says, "Umisha Torah oiveres toich piv miyas." Even if the Torah is not absorbed, it went through his mouth. Ashmek fin Torah is oichatetik. Ashmek fin Torah. Chazal's loshen was again going back to the loshen Chazal. Remember, what did he answer? He answered, "Call me she'em divrei Torah oiveres al piv." That's the quote above. That's how Reb Lezer said it. So the Tzaddik Zimadayik oiveres al piv. I feel a dorach gefurin. So dorach gefurin. You can imagine what kind of a connection tension is on. You know what? The mere fact that Torah went through, it was already Mekadesh U'Matar to a certain degree. And his midah of their cheret, not to be shku and taiva, has already been reinforced to a much stronger degree than it was before. Even though the Torah is not nikva b'lev, it was just oiveres derech piv. It already will have some derech cheret. The yochel lehatzil atzmoi gam metoykif hayetze aydei midah derech cheret. The Moedig is not what we see, what a little bit of Torah can do. And if we live in a world with the Shoenis, of course, every moment wherever we go, we have to realize that every shtickle Torah, every extra Posik Chumish, every extra Taisis, every Blad Gemara, every Shura, every additional Mishnah, this reinforces and gives us our Derech Eretz, which the definition is not to be Shku and Taivet. So, in one hand, it's interesting how one plays the other, one hand watches the other. The Tarech, we say Derech Eretz is Kodmah L'Torah. That Hashem also Torah really is which gives all the power. So one reinforces the other. The more derech eretz you have, you're going to have more Torah, and faket also. The more Torah you have, ultimately your derech eretz. So it keeps feeding on itself. You know, it's a constant revolution. It's a dulu. So melech keeps going over and over again. This is the idea. And this is a tremendous koyach. This is derech eretz kodmah l'Torah. This is the koyach of Torah. I want to show you, Rabbi Isai. We'll take a few more minutes longer, but we're almost finished. But I have to tell you, the Beit HaLevi, I mean, it's a murdering way. I mean, today we would be called bigots. I mean, you're living in a world here today, but you're looking at a world. And we don't have to apologize. You see the Gefallen developed. I mean, you see clearly what a world with Torah and without Torah. The distinctions have been clearly cleaned. If there's any doubt, we see it certainly in the age of the highest form of civilization, right? Since Bria's Oilam, probably at the same time, the lowest level, I mean, you see how human instincts are shoilet on people and dominates them, and we see where it leads them to. The health is gunish. Ein eitzev in chochmah. It's one thing. You have to have the cheret kodmah l'Torah. Torah is which is going to reinforce your cheret. It doesn't work. To see to what extent there's no other eitzev. And there's no one else to learn from out there. Sometimes, you know, you see at this, if it's matliach in a certain area, and you have kinyan, you say, oh, I got to learn from him. I'm going to show you what the Beis HaLevi, or Yosef Beis HaLevi, the father of Chaim, says in the Tshuva's Beis HaLevi, again, this is Rush Yud Beis, the 12th Rosh, it's Kedai just to know this Mahfukim. And we just bring a few lines of the Beit HaLevi. So we go for we turn the sheet straight. Let's take a look. This is Nishal Tshuva's Chelik Beis, Rush Yud Beis. You can see this in the middle of the shtickel. Beit HaLevi says, Vezehu Bir HaKosif. Look at the Beit HaLevi tells us. Kosif says in the Vorim Yud Beis, Torah warns us very, very stark. Hisham alakha. Sabid, be careful. You're living among goyim. Don't be impressed. Don't follow them. Right? Achri Hisham lo mipanecha. Pen tidrish lohehem. You may follow, right, their gods. You may search their gods. Lamer, you'll say, Echo yavdu hagoyim ho elis lohehem. You'll say, oh, I see how the goyim worship their gods. Ve'efekein gamoni. So you'll say, I want to learn from them. I want to learn lehavd laderech and avodas Hashem. I want to do what they're doing. Now, Poshup Chad would seem, Chas Hashem, you want to be over avodas zarah. Right? Ve'tasun keim l'Hashem alakecho. Don't do what the goyim do. Ki kol toyavis Hashem. Because the definition of what goyim do here, this is the definition. I don't care what they do. This is the definition. Ki kol toyavis Hashem ashesone osu lelehem. One verse. You know what goyim do? Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, that's what they do. And kigam es b'neim es b'nei seim yisufu b'eish lelehem. Today we see, right? You see. Suicide. Right? Mamish. You see it. B'neim, b'nei seim, yisufu b'eish. Taitz is the Beis HaLevi. Look at the pasuk he's saying. I mean, what are we saying? A Yid is going to try to follow the goy. Chazishon to be oved avodah zarah. Nah. We're not talking about that. A Yid want to go and follow the Zohar. A Yid wants to take out, quote, the good things that he sees by goyim. He sees good things also. He wants to learn from the good things that he sees that goyim do. Maybe it's a nice thing to adopt in my religion as well. To get the zachen. Maybe I'll adopt it, I'll connect him to my religion. So the Beis HaLevi follows. Listen to what he says. Hemshech HaKosuf. This is how the flow of the pasuk goes. The Bola Hazir, the Torah is telling us and warning us. Do not investigate. Don't be chayker. Echo yavdu heim ve'esekein gamoni. Perish. Then it's chav l'toyver. We're not talking about a yid who's a chayker, who's a hefker yid. No, chav l'sholem. We're talking yid who's kavanosa l'toyver. A yid is trying to find, right, to find all the best ways that he can, right, receive and absorb to make his avodah better. His kavanos l'toyver. Shetir t'lasis kein l'ashem. He wants to do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to obey the Zohar Chazir Shom. He doesn't want to follow the Goyim to obey the Zohar. He wants to do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to do it. Rak, except, the source is coming from where? I want to do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But where's the source coming? From the Goyim. Rak, Tir to Lilamoid Mehem, Nimusay Obeide. Move it to the Shlat. You want to have the Nimusay Obeide. The Nimus. Right? The Derech, the way, the Oifim, the mannerism. Nimusim. Is that good thing? The hakovid, or the respect and the honor. Heich linoig b'avodas Hashem. Valderech shomer hakosuv. And you see again the relation to what we started, the posik that says, the posik says, milafnu mibahamas oret. We learn from the behemoth oret. V'yomer b'gemara, we just learned the gemara. What did the gemara just tell us? If the Torah would not be given, we could learn what? Tzniyas from the chosul. We could learn gzela from the nemola. So listen, Rabbi Yisai. So what's in such a novel? A yid zung avay. I can learn Avodas Hashem from the cat. I can learn Avodas Hashem from the Namola, right? I can learn Arayas from the Yoino. So I want to learn from the Goyim too. You can learn from Behemoth. Listen to what the Beis HaLevi says. Beis HaLevi. Look what he says. After all, the Gemara says, Sheyesh Luma Derecheres Metana Goyil and Tzniyas Mechosu Ubala Hazer, says the Pasuk, Sheheim Geruim and Abhemoth. This is the Beis HaLevi. The Torah says, I'm giving you a cloud. Listen to this cloud and all kashas for emphasis. I'm telling you a cloud. You can't argue. Tell you Matthias. So what the Matthias is? The cloud is azoy. B'maseyem. Ki heim bachu. Everything they choose has one underlying principle. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. Ki bachu rak mashe soni Hashem oysa yasu. That cloud b'maseyem. What's the raya? Now comes the raya. The post gives the raya. The notan oysa moibs advorab. Come to hemshech apostle. The post continues. The raya that was, that's ashe soni Hashem lekecha. The raya that what they are boicher is dabke what the Kodesh Baruch Hu hates, because what else do they do in their ritual? They burn their bonim and their b'nei seyam. He says, Kigam et b'neihem v'et b'nitzayim yizbru b'eishu lehem. U'bevadai di mitzad teva hu anushis ohoye shumo de moitikein. Mitzad teva anushis. Mitzad nature, no person in his wildest litzroi b'eish bono v'b'noisim. So why are they doing it? Hem oisim kein rak mishem d'ashem sone matazu. Kachkoch hates it, they'll do it. Harei lecho klal nikol matzeim. This is a klal, this is just an indication. It's a zimen. The fact that they burn their b'nitzayim and their bonim. She'ein lem tachlis achar rak zeh tuhu sonu l'ashem. Tim kein, hech tirtze linmoid mehem dover toiv lasas kein, how are you going to go learn a dover toiv? Whatever they do is a dover shesom Hashem l'kepo. So when it comes at it, from the behemoth yo, from the chosul yes, from the namola yes, from all of it yes, 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 yes. But I'm going nish. Don't know that. It's a lady. Now we got it. Then we conclude that quickly. This is mamish quick. This is just the bottom of Chaim. Paul's very good father and son to follow mine here. Because the kasha was asked, as my chazal say, it's so poshut. You can learn zeila from an ant, from an amola. You can learn tanias from a chotel. I'm going to ask you something. Since Bria Soil and Machmen, since the Torah was given, right? And the goyim have rejected the Torah. Did you see one goy who learned tanias from a chotel? I mean, we have tanias, we have a Torah. We know what zeila means, right? We have a Torah. But chazal say that even without Torah, you can learn it. Did you show me one? Show me one person who learned sneers from a chosel. Tell me something. Look at the kasha here. Let's turn the sheet here. This is what the Britzker said over from Rav Chaim. The Zelda said it over. It's in the Sefer Penina Rabbeinu Agriz, which Rav Moshe Marcha Shulzinger gave out many, many years. As you see here, it's on page Kufpei Beis in the Sefer. Penina Rabbeinu Agriz. Motun Bei Medrosh, it is said in the Beis Medrash, Mishmei, the Rabbin Shekobanei Agoyle, Morun Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi. Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Levrocha L'Chai Oylam Haboz, Zechusa Yogit Nalein Aval Kol Yisrael Omeh. Shoma, he said, "B'chaim atamul gezukti." He said, "B'bir ha-gemara." That's the same gemara that we heard now 2-3 times already. He said, "The servant of Kuf, Dom Rabchia, my dechsev the potik says in you, melafnu. Melafnu means melamdenu. We can learn mebahamoy saoret. She notan bemchoch malhoy resono." So says Rashi. Umoy pashumaim says the potik yechak menu. The chazal like this, melafnu mebahamoy means upredo. You can learn from a mule. And so on and so forth. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ilamol Olonis Netayra, Poinolamed, Sneas Mechosel, Gezel Menamolo, Baroyas Meyoina, Derecheres Metanago, Vishoal Moran Hagrach. Rab Chaim asked the Poshe the Kasha. If you can learn so much from all of these creatures, Imkain Eifoyhem, Halolu Shenem Shayim Retayra, those were not Shayim Retayra, where are all those Talmidim of the cat? Where are the Talmidim of the Namolo? These enemies. Mekomokam imotze timtze etzlohim, he says. Since it's shayach, tzniyas, he says, mitoch his boinenis b'chotzel. Right? Was the hearers megezel benod machavera mitoch his taklus benemolo. Was the hearers marayas, and you're telling me you can be careful for marayas, kedusha al de limud hetem ayoino. Van hogeshel derecheret mitoch havchono mamiko, to clearly distinguishing observing a tarnagoyle, or a chayzer shal tarnagoyle. Vahaloi Reb Chaim asked, after all, go over the entire, right? Go over the entire Kadur Haaretz, entire world, globe. Shetimsa etzloi b'li tayret tzniyas. You're not going to find one person, I believe, that learned tzniyas from a cat. But by zehiris megezel, v'achokem arayis, v'derecheret, mitoch izboinenis v'balachayim. By being mizboinen balachayim. So was it so posh that Chazal say that we could have learned it? Chazal say, if not for Torah, we could have learned it. Show me. So show me those without Torah, if they ever learned it. How are we so sure we would have learned it? Chaim Terek, you have to be medayik in the lashon of the Gemara. This is again, this is Reb Chaim. The heishir moron agrach zecher tzadik b'kodesh levrocha zecher. Ta'aloi Reb Yochanan omar. Let's remember again what Reb Yochanan say. This is Reb Chaim's take on it. Ilamola loynis ne Torah. The hainer. Lifnei matan Torah hoye efshiri lilmoit kol hanal. You would be able to learn all those midois. Mistaklus Babalachai. Before Torah was given, you had another source. Says Reb Chaim, but Heinz, once a Kashbok gave Torah, that's the only place you learn from. There's no other sources. No books, no authors, no writers, no cats, no nemola, gunish, nothing. But to have a makar and a shayrish of learning, you learn from Torah. Aval achreishin is the Torah. Ein locho ele Torah bilvab. The ein lil mit shum davar Torah bilvab mak Torah gashin. Ilmola nisne Torah, Tarmatan Torah, this was the place to learn from. But once Torah was given, Yishdu Epizandish, the only source, and that's the source, the viable source, is from Torah. So Hoysam on Aglach, and Chaim said, and we conclude, that the truth is, it's a beautiful pshat with the Novi Yeshaya says, Yeshaya Membeis, Potichot Chavalas, Potich said like this, Re'ois Rabois, which means, Har Betira Bebriya. The Novi says, the Emes says, there's a lot to see in the Briya, there's a lot to see. V'loi Tishmar, and yet it's not going to bring you to Shmira. There's so much to see in the world, from where you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's so much that the ears can pick up. If you look into the Bria, if you pay attention, what do we say in davening? You have to hear it. The Shemaim are speaking. You have to hear it. You can open your ears, but you're not hearing. You know why, Lomo? You know why? What does the Navi say further? Hashem Chofetz, says the Novi Laman, Tzitzko Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. Chofetz Hashem Hu, Shilagiel at Tzitzkis. Tzitzkis you find in one source only, and in one place only. That's through Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. So taking these ideas, and internalizing these ideas, as Hashem comes to summer, and realize that all the various challenges that we have, remember, how the Koyach of Torah, this is the Shmira, this is what the Tzaddik told us, that even even if Torah just goes a little bit through your mouth, you have no idea that the tremendous force and the potency and the power of Torah. Torah will give us the Kreich of Derech Eretz, and that's the only source. There is no other solution. And in Chutz of Torah, Reb Tzadik says, we're able to achieve and accomplish, and we reach even a Madreg where even our Sichas Chum, as he showed, also has tremendous, tremendous power. So now we have a chance to understand a little bit what the Kreich of Torah is. When we saw from the Noam HaMelech, we see actually we're recreating the world constantly. Look upon him with each within our own life to understand that the loyalty of Torah, there is no other sources, and that they've come impressed and to use that to avoid as Hashem. We turn to the words of Chazal, even to Ekei Ovois, as it's brought down. Why Mesechtes Ovois? Why Mesechtes Ovois? Mesechtes Ovois is learned in these Chadoshim. And Mesechtes Ovois means because Pashas is ethics, right? Ethics of the Father. He has said to himself, ethics of the Father is going to have level of ethics. No. Ovois is also Mesechtes Ovois. It's all part of Torah. We don't learn ethics from any other sources. Our Mesechtes, this is the way we were taught, and we were Mekabel all the way. Moshe Kibbel Torah in the Sinai, gave it over to Yeshua. That's also Ovois, even the Midrash Torah. Tznius Mechosel, not anymore. But everything in all the sources of Kedusha and our behavior comes from Torah. And that's chutz will be Torah, Hashem Chofetz, Amat Tidko, Yagdol Torah, the Yadid.